Narrated Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, sent me, Abu Marthad, and Al-Zubayr, and all of us were horsemen, and said, Go, till you reach Rawdat al-Khakh, where there is a woman from Al-Mushrikun carrying a letter from Hatib bin Abi Baltar to Mushrikun of Mecca. So we found her riding her camel at the place which Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had mentioned. We said to her, Give us the letter. She said, I have no letter. Then we made her camel kneel down and we searched her, but we did not find any letter. Then we said, Certainly, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had not told us a lie. Take out the letter, otherwise we will strip you naked to search for the letter. When she saw that we were determined, she put her hand below her waist belt, for she had tied her cloak round her waist, and she took out the letter. And we brought it to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Then Umar said, O Allah's Messenger, this Hatib has betrayed Allah, his Messenger, peace be upon him, and the believers. Let me cut off his neck. The Prophet, peace be upon him, asked Hatib, What made you do this? Hatib said, By Allah, I did not intend to give up my belief in Allah and his Messenger, peace be upon him, but I wanted to have some influence among the Meccan people, so that through it Allah might protect my family and property. There is none of your companions, but has some of his relatives there through whom Allah protects his family and property. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, He has spoken the truth. Do not say to him but good. Umar said, He has betrayed Allah, his Messenger, peace be upon him, and the faithful believers. Let me cut off his neck. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Is he not one of the Badr warriors? Maybe Allah looked at the Badr warriors and said, Do whatever you like, as I have granted paradise to you. Or said, I have forgiven you. On hearing this, tears came out of Umar's eyes, and he said, Allah and his Messenger, peace be upon him, know better.